Say with me as you take your seat, heaven on earth is my reality. Say it again, heaven on earth is my reality. Say it one more time, heaven on earth is my reality. Glory to God. I want to quickly show you some few things that will happen as heaven begins to invade your reality. Everything in creation is a product of the word of God. Now, you must understand, the word of God is not that which you read. The word of God is not that which is written. The word of God is the expression of the creative power of God. Are you with me here? Glory to God. The word of God is the expression of the creative nature of God. So anytime God is bringing or birthing into creation, he uses his word. He uses his word. So the heaven on earth dynamic is basically a creative process. The word of God put in us or planted in us is to align us to God's creative potential so that we can recreate or reproduce the heaven on the earth. Glory to God. So God has put his word in us for the purposes of creating the realities of heaven in our earthly domain. Am I talking to somebody here? The word of God is the realm of God in which men have participation with God. I want you to get these things. Say with me, heaven on earth is my reality. The word of God is the realm of God where men can enter into God and have participation with God. It is the realm of God in which the recreated or the new creation can enter into God and become one with him and align with him in order to operate like God. The word of God is God's extension or God's provision. It is the space that God has created for us to be able to have participation and interaction with him. Outside the word of God, we cannot contact God. Are we together here? Hallelujah. Outside the word of God, we cannot contact God. Outside the word of God, we cannot know God. Outside the word of God, we cannot interact with God. So the word of God is God's provision for participation with humanity. So the Bible says that there are three that bear record in the heaven. Their Father. Hallelujah. The what? Their Father. The Word. It means the Son. The Word and the Spirit. Amen. The Father. Say with me, the Father. The Word and the Spirit. Says these three, they bear record. And they agree in one. What is the word? John 1 says that Jesus is the word. The Son is the word. Hallelujah. Are we together here? But then, listen, the word that bears record in the heaven is not a person. Are you following me? I want you to understand this thing. I'm not saying anything so different. I'm just telling you, these are prophetic words for the whole of January. We are communicating as it relates to God's prophetic agenda for us. Glory to God. And today I just want to mention what happens when heavens invade the earth, the manifestation of heaven on earth. What begins to happen? What do we look out for? What should we see when the heavens become our reality? So that we don't mistake just anything as an indication that the heaven has invaded a certain space. There are clear-cut evidences when the heaven shows up in a place. Am I communicating to somebody here? Now, the whole creation of the heavens invading a physical space is by the agency of the word of God. It's by the agency of what? The word of God. Because that word is a witness in the heavens. What is a witness? It means that there is something the word has seen. Glory to God. There is a certain conversation that the word has been privy to. There is a certain operation that the word has become a part of. And he shows up to bear witness when a person aligns with that information, with that operation, that of a truth, because I know this, I bear witness of this, so I guarantee its creation. That means that nothing will manifest, nothing will be created when the word does not bear record of it. So the Bible says, without the word, there was nothing made that was made. For anything to be made, it had to meet the favor and the advantage of the witness of the word. Hallelujah. The reason why a lot hasn't shown up in our domain is because we have not yet had the witness of the word yet. As it stands now, it is only your desire. It hasn't had the witness of the word yet. And I'm telling you, it is not what is written in the Bible. You know, a lot of us know what is written in the Bible. And we know what is prevailing in our lives. Glory to God. How many of us bear witness to that one? We know what is written and we know what is prevailing. What is written is not the witness of the word. The witness of the word is in heaven. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Not the one in your palm. Now it's not even in our palm again. Now it's in our phone. So I know sometimes people will say, you know, so everything that you desire, find where it is written in the Bible and then stand on it and pray. No, you can find it. And still nothing is working. Because the witness is not of the earth. I pray for somebody here. In this year, heaven on earth, everything you so desire, may your eyes behold, may your hands possess. Glory to God. Maybe you did not hear me. I said, in this year 2024, heaven on earth, everything you so desire, may your eyes behold, and may your hands possess them. Because now you know the secret is not that it is written. The secret is that there is a witness in the heaven. That witness is not of the earth. That witness is of the heaven. Am I communicating to somebody here? Hallelujah. That witness is of the heaven. Forever, O God, thy word is settled on earth or in your house. It is settled in heaven. Since in heaven there are three that bear witness, that bear record. The settlement is in the heaven. The record is in the heaven. Now, what is this word? The word that bears record in the heaven is made up of three fundamental creative forces or power. The first one is the light of God. In all of God's creative processes, he engages these three. to harness the witness of the word. First is the light of God. Second is the breath of God, or you can call it the sound of God. Shadaka Badahas. Third one is the fire of God. Kai. Glory to God. So what is the word that operates in the heavens to guarantee by witness what should be created, what should be produced, what should be seen? The light. Say with me, the light. The breath. And the fire. Glory to God. Let's say it again. The light. The breath. And the fire. Let's say it one more time. The light. The breath. And the fire. These three form the witness of the word. That when a man is able to secure, there is nothing they desire which will not come to pass. There is nothing God plans in their heart concerning the matters of the heavens that will not be created in their earth. I pray for somebody here in the name of Jesus, that the revelation to secure the witness of the word, that this year anything God says concerning your life, you will see them with your eyes and you will handle them with your hands in the name of Jesus. Say, I have the witness of the word. That is the secret to creating the heavens on the earth. The witness of the word. The word. The witness. Say with me, the witness of the word. Say it again, the witness of the word. That makes it a legal matter. That makes it what? A legal matter. That means that when you garner, when you get, when you secure the witness of the word, you implore a legal instrument to ensure that creation favors you and produces that which you desire. It is like fighting over a land with somebody and the court gives you a verdict and you are holding the paper and you are going to the land. Even when people are building, so long as you show up without paper, everybody becomes silent. Even those ones who are muscular, they could have beaten you because you are holding that witness. Hallelujah. They begin to clear off. That witness is so powerful that you can even break down an entire house which has been put on that building. Are we together here? Say with me, I have the witness of the word. Say it again, I have the witness of the word. So heaven will never show up in your reality until you secure. It's like going to court. You secure the witness of the word. You guys, I know it is written in the Bible. Yeah, it is written. But is that witness in your favor? Hallelujah. It is written. But is that witness in your favor? Has it been ruled in your favor? Glory to God. Says that I will not die. I will live. And then you'll be confessing it. Yet you are taking more drugs. Glory to God. Sometimes you'll be taking the para and then you say, I will not die. Then you'll be taking more than two afternoon. Then you'll still be taking. Tomorrow you go to the hospital for checkup. They add more drugs. Is that your case is getting worse? You know what is written. But the question is, has it been ruled in your favor? Do you have the verdict? Are you seeing the point here? You see, sometimes, how many of us have seen court proceedings before? Sometimes, even when somebody has killed, we all sit back and say, but this person, this is the murderer now. Especially when it is a movie. You know who did that thing. So you now, you are sitting there, you know who is guilty, who is innocent. But when the lawyers start talking, sometimes they can even convince you yourself that has already seen. Why? Because it is what is written. You will quote. But it is written here. This one will quote. But this one is written here. Everything is written. But until there is a verdict, when we leave, we don't know what we are doing. It is the verdict that determines what will prevail. It's the verdict that determines what we will do after the court proceeding. And that is where we miss out. A lot of us have been taught to always go for the written word. It is not wrong. It is good. But beyond the written word should be the settled word. Which word is settled in heaven? The one that has been ruled upon. Because the word, the devil will not bow to what is written. He will bow to what has been ruled. He will only heed to what verdict has been given. Hallelujah. Are you with me here? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. You can say it 3 times a day. Like you are taking paracetamol. Amen. Or you can say it maybe 20 times a day. It doesn't matter. But until it is ruled in your favor, the word bears witness in the counsels of God that from this day forward concerning my son, I will use my own name. This example I won't give it. Concerning my son Francis, you shall no more meddle in 5 and 6 zeros again. And it is written, and I get a hold of it in my spirit that I have a verdict in heaven. Then I start shouting, I am a millionaire. You may not see it, but I have a verdict. I hold that verdict in my hand. I walk around it. You see, when people have verdicts from a court, it does not matter who was at the court and who was not there. We don't care. Hallelujah. If you care to know, we will show you the verdict. But we are not obligated to show it to you. So long as we have it, my goodness. That is why sometimes the word of God can just come alive in you at a point. It's like, how come I never saw this one? You have always seen it. It has now been ruled in your favor. Hallelujah. You have always seen it. It is just now that it has been ruled in your favor and your spirit has gotten a mail to indicate that verdict has been given. I pray for somebody. The heaven on earth is a divine verdict. I pray for you that in this year, your life will be nothing short of heaven on earth. Everything that prevails in your life will be as though God has physically come to make his abode with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, here is the thing. When we begin to learn to engage the light of God, the light of God is symbolic of revelation. Revelation. Increasing revelation. Having access to the depths of God. And when the light of God begins to invade you, the first thing it will do in your life, which is an indicator of the manifestation of heaven on earth, is that it will begin to terraform, or let me use the word metamorphose, your body. The first indicator that the heaven is influencing and prevailing in a space is that the organic materiality of that space begins to change. Are you getting the point? The organic materiality of that space begins to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? Do you know what I'm saying? Talking about? I'm going to just talk about 3 things that indicates heaven on earth. When the light and the sound and the fire working together to secure the verdict or the witness of the word align in a certain space, there are 3 things that will prevail in every space, whether physical or spiritual. Every space has a certain organic reality. So, for example, this is a chair. Right? Amen. This is a chair. This is wood, right? It exists within the space. Your own body is also a tangible material. Glory to God. Then there is also in every space time. Time. Because within any space, what defines the space is movement. How many of us remember that? Glory to God. Whatever defines that space is movement. And anywhere there is movement, there is time. And another thing that prevails in every space is resource. 3 things are very key. When heaven invades a space, these three things will be affected. The organic reality or the organic materiality will change. When God invades, say, this space, this chair will not be what it is. I don't know whether this is a... What do you think? This is a polymer or what? This is a polymer. How many of us know polymer? Chemistry. But what I'm saying is this. When God invades this space, this thing has a certain materiality to it, but it begins to change. So you may not feel... You see, God cannot be subjected to a feeling. A lot of times, our first judgment of the presence of God in a place is how we feel. And that's where we get it wrong. God does not need your feeling to validate his presence. How many of us feel anything right now? But God is here. Amen. Hallelujah. God does not need your feeling to validate his presence. But when his presence is in a place, you must be intelligent to detect on how that space begins to take form. You may not feel it, but it does not mean he's not there. Jacob woke up one day and said, but the presence of God was here, and I never knew. So all this while, he was inside God's presence like that. And he didn't know it. But it did not mean that God's presence will lift or dissipate. He was still there. Are we together here? The first thing God does when he invades a space is the divine body. The divine body or the heavenly body, I've always talked about it, is the first tangible expression of God's presence in the place. Now, here is the thing. The organic body has three main limitations. First one is the limitation of sin. Second one is the limitation of movement. And third one is the limitation of death. And this limitation extends to every physical materiality within our space. Hallelujah. This limitation does what? It extends to every physical material within our space. Now, here it is. Are you with me here? When the heaven invades your earth or your space or your life, its first impact will be on your body. The quality of the body in that atmosphere will run over the physical quality of your space. Are you with me here? Now, let me make it practical. Because this, I'm not necessarily teaching this. If I want to teach this, it will be a bit technical. But these are things God is going to be doing. I want you to know, because these are the things by which you will know that God is here, is right here. If they're not happening, you must get back to harnessing the glory life. Go and listen to the frontiers of the glory and begin to look at how to produce the glory in that space. Very important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when these things are not happening, that means that space is dry. That space is void of God's presence. Amen. And some of us, we have to be intentional on creating the presence of God in various locations of our life. You can have a kind of atmosphere in your home which does not exist in your office. You can have a certain kind of atmosphere in your office which does not exist in your car. You should be conscious. You must become a presence carrier. Hallelujah. You must know how to broker the presence of God in a space and negotiate the intensity of that presence and the longevity of that presence in that space. It does not require your presence to remain there. Are you following me here? And when it begins to happen, when the presence of God begins to settle in a space and begin to take or superintend on the atmosphere of that space, the first thing that will happen is that your body will begin to change. And when your body is changing, I'm not saying that your skin will begin to change. Maybe your skin will now become fair. Hallelujah. You can still be as black as whatever you are. Glory to God. Amen. Black beauty. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. But what will happen is that these three limitations will begin to lift. They will begin to lift. The limitation of sin. When the presence is in a place, the body's susceptibility to sin becomes smaller until it is no more there. Keeps dying, keeps dying, keeps dying, keeps dying gradually. Hallelujah. When the presence is not there, the response of the body to the mechanism of sin is like per second. Within 1 second, the things you can do, you'll be surprised. But when the presence is in the place, the first impact of the presence on your body is that your body now begins to respond slowly to the mechanism of sin until it gets to a point the body doesn't respond anymore. Hallelujah. I pray that will be your reality. The next thing you begin to see is that the body begins to overcome the limitation on movement. You know, the body's limitation is that as I'm here, I am right here. I am not there. Is that not so? I can be in one place at the same time. I call it unilocality. But when I am able to overcome this limitation, I am able to influence, or I'm able to exert my presence in different locations at the same time. And I don't need to physically appear there. Glory to God. One of the easiest manifestations of multi-locality of the body is when every space that has my attention is operating in tandem with my desire for that space, as if I am there doing it. Should I take it again? Hallelujah. For example, I one day, I don't remember who it was. So let's say I'm going to pray. I'm coming to church. And then I receive a call that my daughter has been rushed to the hospital. I'm not a doctor. There's nothing I can do about that. Amen. I can only feel, that's all. That's the best you can do. You can't do anything. You can't go there and administer drug. You can't go there and do the thing they put at the bottle. What is it? Injection. I can't go and do anything about it. I can only go there and be panting around and jumping around. I can't do anything. But I want her to be good. I want her to be revived. I can still continue on my prayer. I won't move. Yet things will begin to change as if I am there doing it. That is the basic expression of multi-locality. I don't need to be there physically. But whatever I would have done if I were there, in fact, even if I go there, I will still be limited in doing those things. I can effect all of those changes without appearing physically. I exert my presence in that space and have things work the way I would have done it if I were physically there. That is multi-locality. So I know sometimes some of our generation who believe in some of the supernatural promises of God for our generation, things like supernatural translation. They are looking at appearing in two places at the same time, three places at the same time. No, you don't need to do that. That is advanced. Let's leave that one to God. We don't even know the mechanic by which it's going to happen. But what can happen easily, physically, right now, is that every space within the interest of your heart will begin to terraform and begin to align with your desire as though you are there implementing those desires. So right now that you are sitting here, hallelujah. And then maybe somebody tests you. We have started seeing smoke coming from your window. What is the first thing you want to do? You rush home. As if you can rush home in 1 second. By the time you get home, Sometimes the smoke will be too much that you can't even enter. But what do you want? Whatever it is should be quenched. Now are you getting the drift here? It will take me about 30 minutes to reach home, which is enough to destroy everything. But it will take me just a minute for my spirit to go there and effect every change that I would have if I were there physically. Which one will you choose? 30 minutes, 2 seconds. 2 seconds. But is it a problem? How will you do it? Hallelujah. It is just like you have written exam and you remember. You know something? That thing is funny. Sometimes after 2 days in the examination, 2 days after exams, you are there just watching TV and your mind will come back. This answer you give is wrong. How many of us have experienced those things? Hey! Then all of a sudden, your mood has changed. You've lost all your happiness, everything. Now you even want to go and look at your book and be sure. And surely, you are wrong. And wherever the exams papers are kept, you wish you could appear there. Take your paper, cancel the thing. And even the difficulty is when you cancel, they're left with the space to write the correct answer. Hallelujah. The bottom line, that is what you desire. The physical process is impossible. But the spiritual process is highly possible. How do you do it? Glory to God. So I know, you know, Christians there, everything we pray. So we pray in the name of Jesus, wherever my papers are, let the hand of God rewrite everything. The same hand that can write on the wall, let that hand write my answers for me. You can do it yourself. Glory to God. And those are the things that you begin to overcome. Those limitations of your body. When God's presence settles in the space, those limitations get broken. So you are there, then you remember, when I was leaving the office, I forgot to put off the fan. You begin to translate. By the morning when you go back, the fan is already off. Hey, how did you? So don't worry. Like Paul, my spirit is with you. Like Elisha, when not my spirit with you? Glory to God. Am I communicating to somebody? It is a limitation in the body that will be broken when the presence of God begins to precipitate and saturate in a place. I pray that will be your reality. Hallelujah. You know, some of you must have the desire for the supernatural. Because if you are looking for heaven on earth without an appetite for the supernatural, you are lying to yourself. Because when the heavens invade a place, every manifestation is supernatural in nature. Every manifestation is what? Supernatural in nature. You must have an unquenchable appetite for the supernatural. Hallelujah. You must have what? Some of you, you settle so quickly with normality. Everything is normal. So like this exam scenario. So quickly, you know, you start inquiring how much it is to rewrite. So you have already settled that this is in a field. So I'm just preparing for next year. Hallelujah. When your friends are buying forms to continue, they ask you, "What else?" Oh, don't worry. I know what I'm doing. It's a lie. We don't have any appetite for the supernatural. We settle for normality so quickly. If that becomes your posture and the disposition of your mind, heaven on earth can never be a reality to you. Because everything of the earth easily satisfies you. Every normal thing easily satisfies you. Every limitation easily settles with you. Some of you must begin to get angry at certain limitations of your life. You must be so angry that you are going somewhere and the place is too far and you are getting too tired and you can't seem to save the time. How about you begin to just skip the time? Do you know that those things are available? You see, Christians,
We have become too normal. The world has succeeded in normalizing us. Yet the science that is trying to discount Christianity accepts what they call it time lapse. Even science. How many of us? And to the point, take your phone right now. Let's do this exercise. Take your phone. Just take your good phone, not there. Hallelujah. To the point that they have even incorporated it in the functions of your camera. Sometimes you can take one video, which in reality is about 2 minutes, and then they will just compress it and make it 30 seconds, sometimes 15 seconds. You will play it and still see everything inside it. Even science understands time lapse. They understand. Time can be redeemed. You are here. You have settled. For you, everything is years. Glory to God. Everything is years. Everything. So sometimes when you want to be fine, you don't want pastor to think that you don't have faith. Then you say, oh, we are trusting God. We are believing God. In God's own time. Hallelujah. In God's own time. Even science. I wish we would understand this thing. You can't have heaven on earth without an appetite for the supernatural. You cannot. There must be an appetite for the supernatural to be able to see heaven invading your space. Because that is what heaven is. Am I talking to somebody here? Glory to God. I think I just mentioned the second thing that will be happening. That's redeeming the time. Because anytime heaven invades a space, the length of time becomes altered. It alters the length of time. You know, eternity does not dwell on time. Are we together here? Glory to God. The Bible says that the days are evil. And what is the response to evil days? Redeem the time. Can you imagine it? Have you thought about that? Hallelujah. One of the things that God taught me many years ago, I think one of the times when I was talking about powers of the age to come, back in the day, I had a series I did, Powers of the Age to Come. And God was teaching me on time and sin and immortality. And one of the things that God told me was that there is only one way to suck out evil from the earth. So when the Bible says, let me see if we are fine. Are we fine? Okay. I want to say it in a nice way. Amen. When the Bible says that iniquity shall abound, it does not mean iniquity will multiply. Okay. Nobody can do me anything here. Now let me say this thing to you. We are talking about heaven on earth. There is no new sin. Sin has never increased. Or that is why. Praise God. All the sin that will ever be committed has been there from the beginning. They have all been there. How do I say this one? Osofo. To whom have the Lord revealed Sheol? And to whom has the Lord revealed the end of the time? And to whom has the Lord revealed the purging of the time? Every sin there is has always been there. There has never been an increase of sin. It has been scripted into time. It has always been there. Right from the beginning. How many of us remember when I talked about sin? The nature of sin. How many of us remember that one? Good. It has always been everything. Homosexuality, whatever, bestiality. It has always been there. There, it's there. Glory to God. It has been there. That is why when Jesus died for the sin of the world, it was complete death. That is why even your future sin has been taken care of. It is not like you will sin in the future. That sin is connected to a certain time. Maybe 2052. It is a script. It has been there. It is... But let's just say it this way. So when he says that iniquity will abound, what is that saying that? Because the time is unveiling, all the sin that has been scripted into those times will now start showing up. So when you start seeing many sins abounding, it is not a multiplication of sin. It is time that is evolving. It is inside the time. Hallelujah. The only thing you can do is not to advise people. Get into the place of creation. I'm talking about how to redeem time. And begin to engage with God on the time frames of the world. And intercede on that time. And purge that time of those evil. Are you fine here? So, as we sit here, also for you don't know that maybe inside this 2024, there is a theft case which will land you in prison. It is there somewhere around October. I'm just making an example. I'm not prophesying. And you don't know. That case, that sin is already, it's there already. It is scripted in the lapse of your existence. Since the days they are evil, it's not about advising anybody. Go and take that time and redeem it. Plead the blood over that time that God, 2024 October, the evil days in that time, I atone for them. Hallelujah. The dark places which is harboring wickedness, I engage fire. You see, you are now working on the time so that by the time that October reaches you, it would have been cleansed. It becomes free. That is the bondage that Romans 8 talks about. That the world is groaning. Why? Because as every time is coming, it looks like there is more evil attached to the time than there is good. Oh, I've spotted it in. Hallelujah. Say, heaven on earth is my reality. When God invades a space, your time or time as it is begins to change. It begins to change. And you must learn to redeem the time. Things begin to happen faster than they usually will be. Let's even look at some physical derivatives of time. Are you with me? Now, let's look at something that has been happening around us. How many of us realize that some 15, 20 years ago, Dr. Han is here. I'm sure she will bear with. Some 15, 20 years ago, some of our mothers used to give birth at 40, 42, and they were fine. Is that not it? But today, don't try. 40. You'll be dying, oh. Amen. You'll be what? You'll be dying. It's an indication that time has changed. You see, how many of us were here during School of the Supernatural when I was teaching time? How many of us were? Let me see my hand. Oh, you're afraid I'll ask you. I'm not asking anybody a question. Just let me see. How many of us were here when I was teaching time? Some of you have not been coming for School of the Supernatural. It's a sin. Sorry, School of Revelation. Okay, that's why. Okay, so how many of us were here when I was teaching time during School of Revelation? So I said School of the Supernatural. Okay. Yeah, there's a school coming. Glory to God. And I made mention of something that given enough time, everything will happen. That is eternity. The only thing is that you don't have that much time to be able to see the full stretch of eternity. So you are the one living. Everything is still growing and evolving. You are the one who is living the scene. If you happen to live quite longer, you will see cure to HIV. If you happen to live maybe an additional 100 years, you will see many things your eyes, your mind can't even imagine now. Amen. Our parents never thought that a generation will come where pastors will be doing wedding ceremony for man and man. We are seeing it. Let's add 80 years. We'll probably see human beings coming to church with tree to come and marry. They have even started that one too. You don't have enough time to keep witnessing what is coming. You don't have it. Are you together here? Some years ago, women could give birth 45, 50, and they are fine. Today, even 35, the way you will suffer. Is that not so? 37, 38, you will suffer. Some years ago, for your eyes as a man to see 100,000, 45, 47 years, 50 years, in Obisu. Today, 24, 25. Some years ago, to make 100,000, it's maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 years of work. Oh? 5 years is 60 months, right? 100,000 divided by 60 months is how much? Let me see. Somebody do that one quickly for me. We are closing. I just want you to see the practicality of the changes of time. And what happens when we subject time to the atmosphere of heaven, how fast it changes. These changes are happening like 20, 30 years. But when you subject time to the atmosphere of heaven, these changes, which is happening in 30 years, it can actually take place in 1 minute. Is how much? 1,007. Uh-huh. So that means, imagine you are earning 1,007, you are able to save 1,007, 5 years, then you will get 100,000. But today, somebody can stand on that one, the TikTok, and shake the buttocks. Blah, 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 blah. And 30 minutes, 100,000. Just like that. Have you seen this thing? 5 years has been shrunk to 30 minutes. This is time outside the influence of heaven. I don't know what will happen when you subject the time of your life to the influence of heaven. Things that will take you 10 years to do, you will be doing them in months. Hallelujah. I thought you would get what I'm talking about. Things that will take somebody 20 years to do, you will accomplish them in 3 months. You will accomplish them in 1 year because you have subjected that time. The time actually is changing, no matter what it will change. Just that outside a certain influence, the change is slow. But when you put it under that influence, the change is faster. And nothing changes faster than when they are placed under the influence of heaven. Because the objective of God is that it will be on earth as it is in heaven. That means that earth will move at the speed that heaven is moving. Glory to God. So that in that space of the heaven where God speaks and it happens instantly, it will begin to catch up, or earth will catch up with that reality. Imagine God speaks, it happens, boom. And that same speed is achieved in the earth. Glory to God. And God speaks to you that in this year, you will walk into your own house. And you are not thinking, okay, if I start with foundation, 3 months. By 3 months there, let me review foundation. Then I'll look for some small money. You see, you are now subjected to time. But in a certain realm, that thing is already there. At the instant of the word,
I pray that your earth will begin to catch up with the heavens. I said your earth will begin to catch up with the heavens. In the name of Jesus, your earth will begin to catch up with the heavens. Praise the Lord. Imagine heaven on earth and your business. You know, we all understand business growth. Sometimes 1 year, 2 years, nothing is going. Then 3 years, the curve is rising small, small. Then 4 years, 5 years, you are breaking even. Then maybe 6, 7 years, you are now getting into prophecy. 7 years. What about God begins to take over that reality? And it begins to multiply your customer base. Second, per minute, per hour, boom. You start with 10 people. By the time the amount is closing, you have 100. I pray for somebody, be on your feet, that in the name of Jesus, as the heaven begins to invade your reality, let the speed of your life be multiplied greatly. Hallelujah. I want your attention. Don't miss moments like this. Glory to God. I said, as the heaven invades your earth, let the speed of your life begin to get multiplication. Let the speed of your life multiply. The things you could do in a year, may you begin to do in months. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You may not feel God's presence with you, but these are tangible labels, tangible things that makes it possible to say that of a truth, God is with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is somebody here with me? Lift your voice and begin to speak in the spirit briefly. Come on, lift your voice. Kabbalah Rabasha.